Log Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Lenis. Show is Talk to Me. It's the first Sunday of April, and I hope everybody had a good closeout of March and a good week, and I hope weather was good in your area, and I hope life was good as well. Well, as you know, tonight we try and do this now, the first Sunday of every month, is psychic readings. So until we start getting calls tonight, I know there was the NCAA game today, and also I know right now the women are playing. Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, I'm going to introduce Vernice, my co-host.
Good evening, everyone.
And our producer and switchboard operator, Chabonet.
This is Chabonet. Good evening. And we do have a phone call.
Oh, okay. All righty, well, we'll get started then, because we were going to do the news, but we'll go ahead and go with the phone call. So, go ahead.
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. Who is this, and what is your question?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I think I dialed the wrong number.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you anyway. Have a good evening.
Thanks.
Okay, so, well, let's begin with entertainment news, and I'll let Vernice take it away.
Okay. Everyone, beware of a woman scorned. We have a scorned woman here. For 9 years, Kimberly Bell was the mistress of baseball star Barry Bonds. She was the jump off through two marriages, and she's telling all about Bonds. Bonds is currently involved in a steroid scandal. Did he take steroids to break all the basketball records? Bonds says no. But his ex-mistress says, yes, yes, he did take steroids. She says Bonds went through terrible mood swings while taking steroids. She also noticed changes in his body, including shrinking private parts that left him impotent. Oh, she is really going there, isn't she?
She's telling all the man's personal business.
Okay, and the hairs on his chest turned gray and back acne.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Bell said Bonds threatened to rip her head off her breast and rip out her breast implants since he paid for them. Oh, my gosh. She says Bonds would sneak off with his trainer to get injections and got hooked on steroids. Did you believe that?
Got calls. Oh, boy, that is interesting. Well, I tell you, well, see what you do in the dark will come out in the light, and somebody will know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Ms. Chabonet, did you say we had two calls waiting?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and what is your question?
Hello.
Hello, this is Lenis. How may I help? And your name?
Hello. Hello, Lenis. Eric calling.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Good, good. I thought what you said just at the start of the show there was kind of funny, that little story.
about Gary Bonds?
Yeah. That was kind of funny.
Yeah, we always try and do entertainment, sports, whatever up for the first 10 or 15 minutes. But when I do psychic readings, I try and dedicate that full hour to my listening audience. So, Eric, thank you for calling, and go ahead with your question.
I have an ex-girlfriend, Christina, and I have been trying to get back with her, at least talk with her, but I don't feel, she does call me back, but I don't really feel that she's motivated to get back together with me. What do you feel is going on with her? I mean, she has a lot of things on her plate right now too. But
okay, what I'm picking up when I asked Spirit, first response was no, But then I want you to understand, too, right now, Eric, we're in Mercury retrograde for the next 3 weeks from March 30th to April 23rd. And there's always communication problems, misunderstandings, and possibly right now she may not be amenable to having a conversation with you, but I would not give up, but I would maybe call her again after the 23rd, where everything will be back normal, and hopefully you can sit down and talk logically about, well, are we really through, or are things happening? But the first response I got was no.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, you know, if I do call her, she does, she does call me back, but it's never, I guess, a talk about our relationship. It's everything but.
Right, because her heart's not in it.
Ah, okay.
That's why. Yeah. But like I said, things could change after 3 weeks. So, you know, because it said no, that's right now, at the present time, no. But that doesn't mean it has to be an indefinite no. Things can change. Like I say, we go through this 3 times a year, and inevitably, you know, couples have misunderstandings. So I don't want to make that as a final, like, oh, no, you'll never get back together. No. She might, after these 3 weeks, decide that, yeah, she wants to try again, or at least sit down and resolve some issues with you.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like a plan.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Linus.
Well, thank you for calling, and please feel like, you know, anytime you want to call back, like I said, it's the first Sunday, so after the 23rd, maybe call me back and see what I feel then at that time.
I might know something by then, but either way, I'll certainly let you know.
Okay, Eric. Thanks again, and have a good evening, sir.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and your question?
Hi, good evening. My name is Jean.
Jean, okay, go ahead, Jean. And this is Lennon. How are you this evening?
Hot, good. Good.
Okay, now I can
hear
you clear. You were breaking up for a minute.
Oh,
so,
well, right now where I am, it's so windy. So that's why I have a problem.
Oh, yeah, because you're sporadic right now. You're going in and out, but we'll try and help you. So what's your question for this evening?
Well, my question is about my surrounding at my work. I just only want to know what you feel and how you can give me a guide on how to take care of the situation on that environment.
At work, okay. You know what I feel, what I'm picking up right now is they don't always understand you at work. People don't make fun of you, do they? Or try and intimidate you?
Intimidate.
Okay. I think it's because they don't understand you, Jean. You've got a little accent to you. May I ask what culture you are?
Asian.
Okay. So they're not always understanding you, and I know that's a sad point. You know, because you could be saying something and your intentions or your clarifications are clear to you, but it's not clear to them. And also as they're speaking to you, so which kind of hampers the discussion or whatever work that you're working on. So that's what I feel that it is. It's a communication misunderstanding there. Let's see. And there's a blonde lady, kind of short. I feel like she works your nerves badly.
Yes.
Working your nerves. Okay. She has issues of her own. One of them is being full of herself. You know how some people can be overconfident. I know who I am, and I can do this, and I can do that, and blah, 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 and you don't know anything. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. That's how she, you're agreeing with me. Well, that's how I feel and I see her right now. And she's got some issues that she needs to deal with. Trust me, believe me when I tell you this right now, she's going to drop a butt lower.
You know, there's a saying in the Bible that every knee shall bow, every knee shall bend, and every head shall bow. She is one of these people that it isn't hit her yet, but it's going to in the next 3 weeks. When I say a butt lower, I mean she's going to go down. Not to the ground, but she's going to come pretty close. Only thing I'm asking you, Gene, don't make fun of the situation and don't be glad about it. Because everybody has what they have to go through. Just be glad it's not you. Just say, I forgive you for your ego, because that's what it is. And but you know what I mean? Don't buy into her issues. I know she brings them to you. I can feel it and the way that she is. But there is a communication barrier among some other coworkers in the office as well as her. But she's just a person. She's got a... like they say, get slapped down to her knees and realize you aren't all that, girlfriend. You know, you're a human being just like I am. You eat, you go to the bathroom and piss and boo-boo just like I do. You ain't no better than me.
Well, the only things that I just only tally ask you is because I thought it's a fail, I felt some greediness and jealousy.
Yeah,
that's what's going to be happening. And the things what happened right now is it's because, you know, the big boss, it's kind of like asking me for lots of things. So they just misunderstanding that what I call I'm the favorite or I'm the, you know, I'm the poppy. That's why I just told
you. But you're not.
You... Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. But you're not. You're doing your job. You're doing your job, babe. No.
Yeah.
And you know maybe why they come to you? Because they feel comfortable with you. And you're not going back tattletaling on everybody.
No, I didn't do that. They only saw
No, I know you don't, but that's the reason. Because trust me, your boss sees. Your boss sees. Even if your boss does not tell you that, your boss sees. But you don't go back and tattletale on people. And your boss is comfortable asking you to do certain things.
Do you see me that they might be trying to bait me to get rid of me? You know, because I feel kind of strong negativity, and sometimes I'm kind of like being distracted on it, and I feel like they're trying to do something against on me and make jeopardize on my job.
Okay. That is a possibility, but I'm going to tell you right now, I want you to stand tall. And you just, all those people, when you see them, don't say it out loud. Just say it to yourself. I forgive your ego. I forgive your ego. Because I know that's where that's coming from. But you don't tell them that. And if they try to bait you and want you to do certain things that you know are not right and could jeopardize your job, you just say no and politely walk away. Just, I'm not buying into that. I'm not accepting your garbage. So, you know, you just, no thank you, and just walk away. Now, believe me, kindness will kill the ass. But that's okay. You be the responsible woman. You know, you're a beautiful person. Don't let them take you down. You know, it's like misery loves company. You're not a part of that. You're a better person than that. And always lift your head up high and be proud of who you are and what you are, because you do matter, regardless. And you're right, it's jealousy, because sometimes when other people see other folks excel and they're wondering why I didn't get this or why I didn't do that, it's because maybe you never applied yourself. And you did. You know, some people are ambitious and go-getters, and so for that reason, the door is open quicker. But if you're lazy about what you're doing or what you want or your goals in life, no. You might have been there 10 years and somebody come along in a year, and they've done everything that you could have accomplished, but you didn't. So don't let that hamper you. You're a good person. I can feel your spirit. You just stand tall, and when they do these things, you just look at them above your glasses and say, I forgive your ego. And keep it to yourself. And forgive your ego as well, too, because you don't want to buy into that. And you just, and when they say, oh, we need you to do this filing over here because it hasn't been done. Well, was it requested by your boss or your supervisor, or is that just somebody just trying to take you away from the project that you're supposed to be working on? See, and you just say, well, no, thank you. I can't do that right now. Sorry. And go on with what you're doing.
Okay, I will. Well, thank you for the insight. It's very helpful. At least now I know that my what I feel is true, so I need to be cautious, to be cautious for what's going on and what will gonna be happen. Yeah, I will.
Now, you
I
can't avoid that block. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I listen.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, I know you cannot avoid the blonde-haired woman, but like I say, kindness or kill anybody, when she comes up and do these things, you just say, okay, thank you, and move on.
Okay.
Don't even try and get in a communication with her. Just move on. Because two fools going down the highway can't drive. You can't open no doors. So if you ignore, you know, it's like being in an argument.
Uh-huh.
If you don't argue with that person, it's not an argument, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
That's why I said you just stand tall and keep being the beautiful spirit that you are. You're going places and continue to do so. Don't let other people's negativity bring you down. You just keep thinking, I'm a better person than they are. It's not being conceited or confident. It's who you are, Jean, okay?
Okay, I will. Yeah, I will.
All right.
I will. Okay, thank you very much. And I'll be
hoping
that this will going to be over.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Have a good evening, and thanks for calling.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Chauvinet, do we have anybody else?
Not at this time. You can go ahead and continue on with the news.
Okay.
Singer Angie Stone was arrested over the weekend for speeding and driving with a suspended license.
Angie, come on, girl. What's wrong with you?
Yes. Stone, 49, says it was a big misunderstanding and had no idea she was speeding. Okay. You don't see cars flashing past you as you drive, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
She was flying by.
Was she flying by? Oh, that's what she didn't see. Okay. Fady is teaming up with her Jay-Z for her next project.
Sade.
Oh, sorry. Sade. That's right.
Sade.
I've seen she's got a concert coming up, too.
Mm-hmm.
The song The Moon and the Sky will be featured on her Ultimate Collection set, which is due out May 3rd. This will be the first time Sade has collaborated with anyone. John Legend will be opening for Sade as she embarks on her U.S. tour. They will be in Philly Father's Day Sunday. They will be in Philly Father's Day Sunday, June 19th, at the Wells Fargo Center. Wow.
They'll be here in Seattle August 14th.
Oh, all
yeah,
right.
I want to see them.
I like Sade.
I love
Sade. Always enjoyed that alto voice.
Mm-hmm.
Always, yeah.
And we have another caller.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. Who is this, and what is your question?
Yes, my name is Michaela, and my question is if I'm going to have some new opportunities to open up for me to make a living. I'm currently a teacher, and it's not really a great time to be a teacher.
Okay. Let's see. Michaela, correct?
Yes.
Is that your name, Michaela? Okay.
Yes.
Well, good evening, Michaela, and thank you for calling, and let me concentrate here and see what's going on in your world. I see that you're needed very strong as a teacher. Oh, okay. Counseling. Have you thought about counseling?
I earned my life coaching certification last year. So I do life coaching, but not counseling.
Well, that's kind of counseling. Life coaching is counseling, too, because you're having people go in a certain direction, whatever their career goals are, right, or their life goals. Yeah, so that's a type of counseling. Life coaches counseling, I think, too. I see that.
I would love to do that full time. It makes me very, very happy to do that. But it doesn't. It's not consistent pay, so I need to stay in teaching.
I see that you're needed in teaching. But, Michaela, let me tell you, as far as your life coaching, let me suggest corporate. That's what I'm seeing. Have you sent letters out to corporate companies?
No, I haven't. I have only worked in education, so I really don't know anything about the corporate life.
Oh, no, you can do that. What I would do is make a template
and sent out a letter to corporations that if they feel this, you know, feel as though that this might be something they would like to add to their company as a life coach, because we're in the economics of kind of a downturn, you know, with people still getting laid off, if that could help as far as people that may be getting cutbacks or downsizing, and to help them to reach out in other directions or other goals.
Okay.
But I would. That's what I'm feeling right now. Spirit is telling me corporate, corporate. So you need to send letters out to corporate. And it doesn't matter what size the company is, because everybody is not going to tell you no. Somebody will say yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, you're doing this on a contractual basis. So, of course, once a company, if they have you come in for an interview and they accept what you're doing, then, of course, have a contract ready and say, well, you know, for 2 weeks, or if you want me here for 30 days, X amount of dollars this will cost, you know. And you'd appreciate any referrals. If there's other companies that, you know, maybe the directors or whatever know that could also use your services.
Does it show that I'd be able to support myself?
Oh, yes, you would. Yeah. Well, put your price up that it, you know, that it takes care of you, and
yeah,
puts a little money in the bank for you.
Yeah, it's not consistent.
I'm sorry.
Usually, you know, it's coaching isn't very consistent. It's not consistent pay.
Well, if you do it as a contractual basis, I see it can be for you.
Okay.
Let me tell you, I don't want you signing contracts right now, not doing Mercury retrograde, but after the 23rd of this month, I would have my letters ready, have all the companies send it out, so by the 1st of May, you can start interviewing before school ends. You can start interviewing to do life coaching all summer long, or maybe it might turn in. I see you doing this for 6 months, but you will make good money. You won't get rich behind it, but you will make money to sustain you.
Just for 6 months, though?
I'm seeing it for 6 months out, yeah. That's what I'm telling you. Get everything together and by, you know, get it sent out after the 23rd of April, and by the 1st of May, you should start hearing back from some of these corporations. When I say corporations, I'm talking about like IBM or what do you guys, Microsoft, or do you live in California?
No, I live in Dallas.
In Dallas? Oh, well, my God, you guys got all kind of companies down there.
Headquarters, too.
Yeah, headquarters down there, too. So, yeah, put those letters out. But put your contract, what you would charge, up a little bit. Don't put it down. Put it up. Because you can always negotiate it down, but start as high. Like if you say it's $100 an hour and they want to pay you $100 an hour, we'll tell them, okay, well, I'm not going to go below 80. Can we work with $80 an hour?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Believe in yourself.
I feel a little doubt in you.
Huh?
Well, it's just, you know, it's not consistent. And so in order to leave teaching, I have to have something consistent. So 6 months from now, I'm unemployed again, and that still leaves me in teaching.
Okay. But Michaela, I said during the summer, That will give you some time to go out there and get your feet wet. And if you like it, then you can go further.
Mm-hmm.
You could either do your teaching and also do, you know, your life coaching. You know, you might decide to turn into a substitute teacher and do life coaching full time.
Mm-hmm.
But at least if you start it this summer, it will give you a springboard to whether to continue on or maybe it's not the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't doubt yourself, girl. You got it in you. You're an intelligent woman, please.
Thank you.
Yeah. And actually, Dallas, you're actually in a good location for that.
Mm-hmm.
You really are. So, yeah, I would definitely pursue that.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Let me know. Give me a call back in May and let me know what's going on. I'm curious because I see good things for you. I see you accomplishing your life coach. And teaching, too, but I see you as needed in teaching. I know it doesn't pay a lot right now, but believe me, they need teachers.
Yeah, they're laying off teachers in every district. They're not hiring. Every district is laying off right now, so it's a bad time.
Yeah, I know.
Well, like I said, get those letters out and stuff and let me know. But I think you're going to do quite well. Okay.
Great.
And thank you for calling,
so
Michaela.
Thank
Have
you.
Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to Talk to Me. Who is this and what is your question?
Hello?
Good evening. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Linus. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, and who is this?
This is Connie.
Okay, Connie, go ahead. What's your question?
Well, I need to move, and I'm thinking about going back to working on a cruise ship. That way I'm getting paid and I have a place to live. So I don't know what you think about what's going on with that. What do you see for that?
Right now I feel a strong weakness throughout my whole body. You're depressed and you're worried. I can feel that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know if you're going to go back to the cruise ship or you want to go back to the cruise ship?
Well, I kind of want to go back that way. I can kind of pay my student loan off and I need to move too. So it's like it's kind of... I just need to make a move.
Yeah, so, you can do it. It's there.
It's there to do it?
It's there if you want to do it. Apply, yeah. It's there. It's waiting for you.
Okay. Really
your prayer was answered. I'm sorry?
No, I'm just saying I really consider that going back. And it's just, you know, it was a trial doing it, but it just kind of knocks out two birds in one stone, so to speak. Not to
well,
birds,
it's there. Spirit is saying it's there. All you have to do is apply, and you're gone. You're there.
Okay.
So it's an answer to a prayer. If you were praying about that, your prayer is going to be answered, but you have to take the initiative and do the, you know, apply for the job and then go out. But
yeah,
yep,
I just didn't want to get caught. I didn't want to get caught up in the lease and then not be able to do it. And that's why I was just like, should I try to move to a bigger apartment or should I just go do the cruise ship thing? So that's why I said I really wasn't sure which one to do. So.
Put your stuff in storage and get on the ship, girl. It is. It's there. And you know what? I've got a real good feeling about that. Evidently, that's where you're supposed to be.
Really?
You've got some skills and techniques that definitely can be. Yeah, can be applied to that, to cruises. So go for it. I got a good feeling.
Okay.
It's like, what are you, it's almost like Spirit is saying, what are you waiting for? You know, it's like, I'll tell you how I see it. It's almost like a trampoline. You're jumping up and down, and you jump up, you stop because you're there. You don't need to jump no more. You're there.
Okay. I just said it was not an easy living. It was not an easy thing to do there, but like I said, I would be able to pay off some bills, pay off my student loan pretty much, instead of, you know, so I'll just tackle it down, swallow the pill, and just go ahead and just do it and be able to get off in 9 months and then come back and.
Right. Cause as I understand, I know on a cruise ship you're on a contract basis. I understand that.
Exactly.
Honey, that time will go by so fast, and you'll come back with a smile on your face and a new love in your heart.
Okay. Sounds
when you
good.
Go when you go back working on the ship, you're gonna meet somebody.
Really, you think so?
And it looks like it's gonna be your husband.
That's
your future
funny.
Husband.
Yeah. I'm kind of a man casing after this situation blows over. I'm like I'm done for now, so that is very funny to me.
God works in the wink of an eye, honey. Mm-hmm. Never doubt. It don't have to be tomorrow. But you'll be gone for 9 months. A lot of things happen in 9 months. People have babies in 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
You're not pregnant. Don't worry. But I'm just saying.
Oh, I know.
You're not pregnant. But I'm just saying in 9 months, a lot of things could happen. And you might meet the one that you've been looking for. You know, we get blessed sometime when we don't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens. So I got a real good feeling. You get on this ship. Your life is going to change. You're changing your destiny. For the better.
Okay, I'm going
to. So maybe you had to go through some. Let me tell you, and excuse my language, you had to go through some bullshit to see this, okay?
Trust me, I'm in the knee deep in it right now.
Okay.
I'm trying to get out.
I know. You understand what I'm saying. She understands it fully. So, you know what you do when that happens? Yeah, we get bitter, we get angry or whatever, blah, blah, blah. I always say thank you because now I know what I don't need in my life, and that wasn't for me. So, you know, not now because you have your feelings right now and enjoy those feelings, but after a while you'll release them and let them go. But just say thank you to yourself. You know, now I know that's not what I need or what I want in my life, and that's not the direction I need to go.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I feel
as you young folks say, you feel me? Yeah, but you're going to be all right. Get on that ship. Get out there. You're going to do fine. Your life is going to change for the better. I'm sorry it had to go through, like I say, BS to get there, but that's okay. Once we learn that lesson, baby, we don't repeat it no more.
That's right. Yeah, I can't repeat this lesson. I've been through this road like so many times. I'm like, I'm done. Like, this is like mentally, physically, spiritually, like sickening to my stomach, literally. So I'm done.
Because you've learned the lesson now.
You've learned the lesson.
You've learned it. So go ahead on and enjoy you now. Enjoy you spiritually, mentally, and physically. Make love to your mind and spirit and body. You know? That's right. And you deserve it. Remember that. Whatever that you've been through, you deserve better. And always put that at the top of your mind, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay,
and call me when you get a chance on the ship. I'd like to take a cruise. I'm just teasing, baby. You go on and enjoy, and I'm happy for you. And thank you so much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Ms. Chabonet, who's the next caller?
Oh, no more callers at this time. You can go ahead and go back to the news.
Okay.
What we've got next on the menu is Kirk Franklin has a new album, y'all.
I heard about that.
Hello, Fear. And it is back as host of BET's Sunday's Best.
I love that show.
He's going on a gospel comedy tour with Steve Harvey. That's going to be good.
Hey, what?
Yeah, he's going on a gospel comedy tour with Mr. Steve Harvey.
Hey.
Yes.
Well, do you remember when Steve Harvey did that show at the, what was it, the Gospel Fest? Yeah,
which
I think
one?
A couple of years ago, because he said it was the first time in his life he did a whole hour without, or 45 minutes,
without
person. Person.
Yes, I saw that.
Oh,
saw
yeah.
That.
Remember, because
yes.
he got fooled. He almost
yes.
started crying.
He said, he ain't done with me
yep.
yet.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. So it might be a pretty good thing.
I think
and,
so,
And what's his name? Kirk Franklin.
Kirk Franklin.
He on the Billboard. I
yes.
think he's way up there, number 10 or 9. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a popular CD.
Hello Fear is the name of the new album, y'all.
Okay, Hello
okay.
Fear.
Okay. Jalen Rose has an April court date. The former NBA star and Fab Five standout from his college days was arrested for suspicion of drunk driving. Rose's car went off the road on an icy street in Detroit.
Lord.
Rose spent 13 years in the NBA, and he is currently on an analyst on ESPN. Rose recently produced the sports documentary. The Fab Five, where he criticized Duke players calling them Uncle Toms, the documentary was excellent. But his comments offended a lot of people.
I bet it did.
Yeah, so that's what I have on my end. What do you have over there?
Okay. Well, I tell you, Miss Beyonce fired her daddy.
What?
Yep, she fired her dad, and now Jay-Z is going to be managing her career.
Ooh.
The only thing I have to say is I don't know what went on between her and her dad. I
yeah.
know she's upset about her mom and dad. Splitting up, but supposedly they got back together, or he was trying to get back together. But I think instead of firing, couldn't he have just resigned? It sounded a little better than just,
yeah.
No, so she fired him.
Hmm.
Oh, well. Well, and y'all know Wendy Williams.
Yeah.
Wendy lives another week on Dancing with the Stars. Williams stepped up her game this week, y'all, and her fan base kept her alive. Yes, Wendy, we are cheering you on. How you doing? It's how you dancing. Other faves include Christy Alley, Sugar Ray Leonard, Chris Jericho, and Ralph Macchio. Yeah, Wendy,
Boy, Wendy got them shells sitting up there. But
she looks good, though. She's trying. I have to give it. She's giving
100%.
Okay.
At first, she started out kind of whiny because I didn't think she realized how hard that is.
Right.
It looks easy to us on TV,
that's
but when they
have
to
work. Yes, that's a lot of work.
Yes.
Mary has a new album called Something Big.
Mm-mm.
They are also preparing to go on tour with BB and CeCe Winans. They will be in Philly, y'all, April 8th at the Tower Theater. So all you people in Philly, get down there and purchase some tickets and support my girls.
Watch out now.
Now, the latest news on Shawnee O'Neal. You know Shaq's ex-wife?
Yeah. She's got some stuff, y'all.
Oh, honey, she is the title of the ultimate cougar, baby.
What?
Shawnee produces the VH1 show Basketball Wives and Football Players, right?
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, in addition to what she gets from her ex, Shaq O'Neal, she has made a ton of money from her reality shows.
Oh.
Now Shawnee is spreading her wealth. Shawnee, 36 years old, recently gave her 27-year-old boyfriend, holla at me, girl, Marion Yates, a $200,000 Ferrari.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
That's some good stuff, y'all. That's some good stuff.
I guess.
$200,000
wow.
Ferrari?
$200,000 Ferrari.
Must be gold line, child.
Must be. She is making sure her youngin' stays around for a while. I'll say.
You go, girl.
Anyway, tennis sensation Serena Williams is coming out with a line of nail polish with the OPI nail line. She was on Oprah, too, back last year when she did a pedicure for Oprah on the show. Did you see that? Yeah, it was really good. And it was her nail polish. So Oprah was asking, well, you know, when your product's coming out. So I guess it's about time.
Yes.
Okay, do y'all remember Kimberly Elise and Danny Glover are part of the cast of the movie Highland Park? The movie is about a group of faculty school members in Detroit. The teachers are forced to deal with budget cuts and failing students.
That's going to be good.
Yeah.
That's going to be good. That's kind of based on reality.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be good.
Sounds like it, yep. Well, we got to talk about Rihanna, I guess. Rihanna graces the cover of the latest edition of Rolling Stones magazine. She looks hot as she discusses Chris Brown. She says she never needs to see him again. You think?
Yeah.
Rihanna also talked about her fantasies being submissive, spanked, and tied up.
She don't need to be thinking
like
that.
If you already in S&M, never mind. Let me leave that alone.
Yeah, leave it alone.
I'll leave that alone.
Yeah, leave
that
alone. Shop, tell her, leave it alone.
I say leave it alone.
Then leave it alone.
The Dell Music Center at 33rd and Ridge is returning this summer with a hot lineup and a new night of entertainment. That's in Philly, y'all. No more Monday nights. The new night of entertainment at the deli will be Thursday. Yeah, okay. That's for you Philly folks. TV One will be returning with a new season of Unsung. I love that. The season, which kicks off this summer, will feature Alexander O'Neill and Sherelle, The Spinners, Denise Williams, Evelyn Champagne King, Big Daddy Kane, and the Ohio Players. I like that show because the Unsung, they would ask some questions instead of the typical, you know, how long have you been in the music business and all that. It's like, well, you know, they'll ask, like, well, you know, how does your family, have you invested? I mean, they have some really poignant questions.
Oh, okay.
That people don't normally ask, so it's good. And then also, what have you given back to the community?
Oh, okay.
When you became famous, you know, do you have charities that you support or whatever? So,
yeah,
it's a good show. If you know, listeners, if you get a chance, I would check that out. It's Unsung on TV One. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it comes on either Saturday or Sunday night. So check it out.
Okay. Well, we got Oprah and the final show to set to air Wednesday, May 25th, y'all.
This must be
her own show, O-W-N.
Okay.
Okay, her show is now in reruns with new episodes set to air starting April 7th.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it has
been that's
best
her final
Oprah.
Show. Okay,
yeah.
To set to air. Okay, on May 25th. Okay, so y'all get ready for the final one. I'm kind of anxious to see it myself.
I'm wondering what is she going to give the audience as a going away.
Oh, I already know what it is. I ain't going to tell y'all, though. Oh, see how she doing her show?
I already know what it is. I ain't going to tell
you. I'll give you this much. It's a Volkswagen. Put it that way.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a Volkswagen. Let's see. Can we get a flight out of here to Chicago tonight?
Okay, Jennifer Hudson's fiance is having a hard time dealing with her new skinny body. I knew that was coming. Yes.
She looks gorgeous.
That's why.
Beautiful.
That's why.
Jealous.
Yes.
He ought to be good. Health-wise, she's doing good. Go ahead.
David Otunga told her he prefers the curves, but Hudson says she has no plans to go back
to
being big.
Hello, my
Hudson
sister.
Hudson is also feeling the pressure to have baby number two. Yeah, just when you get yourself in shape, they want to bring you right back out of shape.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Congrats to Eddie Murphy, who got a Career Achievement Award at the recent TV Comedy Awards.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maya Angelou has signed a deal with the Hallmark Channel for a new TV show called The Spirit Table.
Oh.
I wonder why she didn't sign a deal with Oprah's own network. Well, come on. This is Maya Angelou. Don't you think it's about time that she had her own show?
Okay. Yeah, because, in fact, Hallmark, you know, they carry two Touched by an Angel.
Yes.
Yeah, so they kind of do that spirit. Well, I'm not going to also say spiritual. They do family stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Shab, you said we have a caller?
Yes, we do. Thank you for calling Talk to Me. Who is this, and what is your question?
Hi, this is Lisa. How are you?
Oh, fine. And you, Lisa? Thank you for calling. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. I have a question about a friend. She gave me a call yesterday, and we've kind of been out of touch for a very long time. And I kind of just feel like she's the kind of friend now that she more like takes, and it's not like giving and receiving. Like I said, she called me yesterday and left me a message. Kind of wanted to know what you see around that, like what are her intentions?
Why am I seeing boxing gloves? I'm seeing boxing gloves and like somebody hitting the bag, you know, hitting a bag. That's anger.
Her anger or me? Is that one of which one of us is that?
No, you were asking me about her. I'm telling you about her.
Oh, okay.
That's anger to see somebody with boxing gloves on hitting a boxing bag because you're trying to work out your frustrations.
Yeah, she
so instead of screaming
me,
or something.
Yeah, she said she called me to talk, and I guess what did she want from me?
Oh. To resolve some issues between you two. Mm-hmm. You know what? Invite her out to dinner. Go somewhere and have dinner with her where she won't get, and I know you understand this, she won't get so obnoxious in a public setting.
Yeah, I just don't feel like we have any, put it this way, I feel like, I usually don't say this, but the truth is I feel like she creates issues. Like, I don't, like, I have something to say
she's
to her, I
narcissistic.
Just say it. Yeah,
she's
and I
a
feel
narcissistic.
Like,
yeah,
I don't feel like,
I can feel it.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I want a friendship with someone like that. Every time I've talked to her in the past, I've always been the friend that's helped her. From helping her move.
Because it's always about me, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, it's always about me. That's her. Mm-hmm. She's a narcissistic.
Yeah.
No, a narcissistic is always about me.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you're a friend with an open heart.
Yes.
She's, honey, she's traveling past red. The light can't even come into green and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? She's a narcissistic person. And that's not only her personality, but her mental makeup. So, no, she's the kind of friend you keep at an arm's length or a distance. I'm not going to say arm length. A psychiatrist would tell you, run!
about narcissistic people.
Mm-hmm.
Run. So, no. I mean, if she wants to meet you, she's going to put it on you and say it's a that. In other words, she's going to be defensive
mm-hmm.
and make it seem like it's you and not her.
Mm-hmm.
You and I both know it's her. That's why I told you narcissistic, and I don't even know your girlfriend, and I'm picking it up. So, no, that's not who you want to be around, honey. You
exactly.
got a good spirit.
Thank you.
Don't
you
soil
know,
it
I...
with garbage. Lisa, don't soil it with garbage.
Yep.
Okay?
I believe that.
It's
yeah,
like putting
on
spandex, and you know your ass ain't going to fit in them pants.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to work.
That's a good. Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's
yeah.
not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And you're an intelligent enough woman and spiritual enough to know that it's not going to work. So, hey, kudos to you that you stepped back and took a look at the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos
yep.
to you, but no, that's not where you want to be. And I see another girlfriend to the side that's been talking to you about her to begin with. I see
that. That's probably my sister. That's my sister.
Okay. Yeah, I was saying a girlfriend, but I could see a woman to the side
yeah, you gotta call away.
That, you know, was trying to talk to you. So, no. You go ahead and move on, which you already have, because you have in your mind and your spirit. So do that.
I definitely will.
You must just forgive her ego, girl, and move on. And say, I'm better than this, and you are. Like I said, you got a beautiful spirit.
Yeah, and she won't have to even
mm-mm.
go to dinner with her.
No, you
don't.
You don't.
I don't want to do that. That's
if,
energy
yeah.
based.
No,
you know.
If she calls again, just tell her there's nothing for us to talk about. You're done.
You know, I didn't have a fight
you know,
with her. But she did something. See, because like I said, I actually said to her a couple months ago, I told her the word no. I was like, no. I said she wanted a favor. She didn't leave me a message. She just called and didn't leave a message. And I called her, and I said, so that you call me, you know, give me a call when you get a chance. And she wanted a favor right away. And before
no.
she,
see,
you know,
all
I
about me,
her,
Lisa,
I can't
all
exactly,
about me. Yeah, you don't need that.
Exactly.
See? All about me, narcissistic. Nah, come on, girl, you're better than that. Listen to your sister. She ain't telling you wrong.
Yep, exactly.
Don't even try to resolve it or meet with her. Huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't want to do. But yeah, it's just.
No. And that's not a friend.
Nope.
That's not a friend.
I think she's an amazing friend, and I just felt like she's just too much of a taker. You know? I'm like,
yeah, she is.
Yeah.
She is
yeah.
a taker.
Mm-hmm. No. There's users and takers and people like that out there. No. Uh-uh. You're too old for that. Walk away from that.
Oh, I like that you said that because I am too old for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Walk away from that bullshit,
that's
girlfriend.
Right.
That's bullshit. You know?
I'm
not trying to put the lady down.
But that's
because, but it is, as far as this calling back and forth. She doesn't want anything, but it's all about me.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
Pump yourself up, go out, have a drink, and enjoy yourself.
Yep,
I definitely will. I definitely will. Do you see
okay,
that she...
Okay, thank you, Lisa.
Oh, okay, thank you. Have a good evening.
I don't mean to cut you short, Lisa.
No,
I love
you
dearly,
you
but I got two other calls waiting.
You helped me more than enough.
Okay,
thank
well,
you so much.
Well, Lisa, and if you want to call back at any time, first Sunday of every month, if you want to further in depth, just go on to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. And I can go more in depth with you if there's
okay.
other things that you want to ask, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay,
thank
okay.
you for calling. Now, you have a good evening and go smile and hug yourself.
I will. Okay. Bye.
Okay. Go ahead, Chauvinet. Next caller, please.
Hello?
Okay, now I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay, and who's this?
Stacy.
Who's on the line?
Stacy.
Stacy.
Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y?
E-Y.
Oh, okay. But it's Stacy, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, you were kind of hesitant. I don't want to call you the wrong name, love. Is Stacy?
No. I wasn't sure whether you were talking to me or not. I was trying to make sure.
Oh, yes, uh-huh. Yes, I am. Good evening, Stacy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, and what can I do for you this evening?
Okay, I have a lot of things going on. I feel like I'm in a
Give me
tornado.
One. Just one.
Okay. I'm having an issue with my mortgage company, and I wanted to know if I'm going to resolve that issue with them because they're playing around.
I got a bad headache on the left side of my head when you asked, when you said your mortgage company.
Imagine what I'm going through.
Do you have an accountant or an attorney to assist you?
Well, somewhere along the line,
I'm getting the feeling that you shouldn't be doing this by yourself. You need somebody to help you with that, either a lawyer or an accountant.
I turned over the information to an attorney.
Okay.
I didn't go out
and get one.
One was given to me.
By the company?
No, by someone else that I had reached out to for help.
Okay. Ooh. Boy, you are going through it with your mortgage company. I'm going to tell you what I feel and I see is that this attorney, you know what, for some reason I'm not picking up good vibes on this attorney. Let me just say this, make a note of this. If you're not happy with what this attorney is doing, get another one.
Mm-hmm.
They do have, I don't know where you live, if they have like lawyers do, what is that, Chauvinet, where they don't charge you? Pro bono, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Call around. I'm not picking up good vibes, whoever this lawyer you're with now. So call around and find a lawyer that's pro bono. And in other words, it's not going to cost you, okay? And you just want a consultation before you go in and say, well, I need you to do this. I need you to help. Go in as a consultation and let them guide you in the direction that you need to go to resolve this with your mortgage company.
Okay,
that's what I'm feeling right now, that's the direction you should go. But, I mean, give this attorney a chance. I don't want to, because a friend evidently reached out to you. Oh, okay,
fine.
Ma'am. Go to a legal nonprofit organization. There you go. Nonprofit organization. I'm sure they have them in your community, or either look it up in your phone book, or even if you have a lawyer's referral service, they will have the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And they will assist you. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think she did that.
And it'll get resolved. But let me say this before you go, Stacy. Don't sign any paperwork until after the 23rd of this month, okay? Until after we come out of Mercury retrograde. Okay, you can still get it all set up and ready to go and feel like it's resolved, but don't sign on that dotted line till after the 23rd, okay?
Sure.
Okay, all right. It's going to work
Thank
out
you.
For you. It'll be okay. Don't get depressed on me. Don't eat a lot. I know, and don't eat a lot. I know you're down, but it'll get better. It will.
Okay.
It's just a slow process. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Stacy, thank you for calling, and you have a good evening, and hope to hear from you again, okay?
Sure.
All right. Chauvinet, do we have another caller?
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and what is your question?
This is Ariel, and I have, can it be any question?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Ariel is your name?
Ariella.
Oh, Ariela?
Ariel.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a question about spirits.
That's me, girl. Go ahead and ask. What you want to know?
Is there any one spirit in particular that is trying to communicate with me at all?
Yes. It's your your grandmother, it's an older woman. And she had white hair, solid white hair before she passed. Oh, mm-hmm. my God, she's so close. She's right there with you right now. I can feel her. Did you have a grandmother that passed or an older woman that was very close to you?
Not that I can think of. I mean, I've had a great grandma that passed when I was like 7, but I didn't really know her, and I didn't even understand the whole death.
It's her.
Mm-hmm.
She's there with you, honey.
She was
close to.
She's actually my grandpa that passed away, and I was really close to my grandpa.
Okay, but this is a female. It's a woman. Mm-hmm. It's your great grandmother. I'm going to tell you, when she's around you, you ever feel a softness around your shoulders or maybe like a warm breath?
No, I'm not
the
really
softness.
Feeling
She's very, very loving and spiritual, but very soft. Maybe ask your family about her. But her spirit is there because she loves you. It's just nothing but pure 100% love. She just loves you and wants the best for you.
Is
so
she happy?
She's not there to...
How my life is going?
I'm sorry?
Is she happy with how my life is turning out? Or does she want to tell me something?
Yes.
Or she just...
Yes. No, she just wants you to know that she's there to support you. And she loves you very much. She's a white-haired woman. Ask some of your elders in the family how she looked, but I see solid white hair and a little heavy set, and I think medium built. I don't really see her short, but medium built. But she's right by you. She's there with you right now as we're talking on the phone. That's why I'm saying. You don't feel like a softness or a warmth around you, like a good feeling, just like if somebody was to come up and give you a hug and tell you how much they love you.
I feel comfortable, like I feel safe and... like, not worried or anything like that.
Okay. Well, that's her. When you feel those feelings, let me tell you, spirit, when you feel those feelings sometimes where you feel good or you may feel joyful or you just feel like, oh, like you're a little girl again and being held and warm and loving, that's your great-grandmother's spirit there. Now, I'm not picking up on your grandfather right now, but I feel the female entity around you. Now, when you feel something in your gut, it doesn't feel right. I'm not talking about sick now, like if you had, what is that you can get in your stomach? Food poisoning. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about that, but it's just something in your gut, like something just ain't right. Then you call on your grandfather and ask him to help you. And whatever it is, he'll make sure it's taken care of. Even if it means you see some pennies all of a sudden on the table or something might be out of place when you come back to your house or your apartment, he's been there to let you know, I got this. Okay? So remember that. What you feel in your stomach, if it's not right, call on your grandfather to help you, and he will in a heartbeat, in the wink of an eye, as God says. And your great-grandmother, she just comes because she's your guardian. She's one of your guardian angels.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she is one of your guardian angels.
I actually used to be scared of her when I was really little.
Oh, no. That's why she's very loving to you now.
No way. Like, very good when I was little. And
You're fine, honey. Yeah. You got love all around you.
Mm-hmm.
But just remember what I said about your grandfather when you need help. He is there to help you. Okay, well, Ariel, I only got about a minute left, so I better wrap this up and let folks know what's going on the next few shows. But I thank you for calling. And if you have any more spiritual questions or you want more in depth, please go to my site, theessenceofsuccess.com. And
thank
I thank you for calling. Next Sunday, we will be discussing traveling. And the Sunday after that will be politics. And then the last Sunday of this month, we're going to discuss the legal system. So be sure and call in. I thank you all for calling in and asking your questions. I appreciate you. I love you, and be blessed in all that you do, and know that you matter, not just to me, but to everyone. So thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, and we will see you next Sunday, same time, same place, 6 to 7, Talk to Me.